Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with new food service director Abby Costigan about their summer meals program and upcoming school year.
Well, food service at school is never an easy job. Obviously, something that got a little bit harder this year, especially over the summer. So talk about coming onto the Indianola School District summer meals program going on and having to prepare for the school year.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I started here with the district July 1st and hit the ground running with the summer food program, and very excited to be a part of the Indianola community, and it's been great ever since the start. So our summer food program, again, we started at the end of March and continued through about mid-August, August 14th to be exact, and we started offering breakfast mid-July, which we saw an increase of participation. And as a total overall, I'm so excited that we served over 24,000 lunches during that time. So it was definitely utilized within the community and was a great success.
Well, absolutely. That sounds fantastic and a lot of meals. Well, kind of talk about the summer meals program changes this year, if there were any. I know that there were some small, slight safety things, but overall it was kind of business as usual, just minus a couple things.
Yeah. As far as, you know, changes, obviously making sure social distancing and protecting, you know, those who were utilizing the program, as well as those, the volunteers that we had making the program possible. The transportation department definitely helped as far as having our buses available and at all of our serving areas, and just made the whole program a huge success.
Well, something I think we're all looking forward to is kind of return back to what it was pre-COVID times. And I know, you know, that's what we're all looking forward to, but kind of talk about what you want to accomplish being the Indianola Food Service Director.
Absolutely. Well, coming into this position, obviously you're always wanting to add new items to the menu that are appealing to students and want to increase participation. And just a few things, adding Sidekicks, which is a little juice slushy at our elementaries, and adding an alternate entree option at our high school and middle school has been great this past week. We actually just started a breakfast kiosk at our high school, just started this morning, to offer options and breakfast options and have them be available in the main, in different areas of the school rather than just the cafeteria, to make it more readily available to students. So hoping to see that continue to be successful. Another great program that we just started is classroom catering. We're trying to limit the amount of food from outside that's coming in, so we started this program that families can order a fun and healthy treat for their child's classroom conveniently from the food service department here at the school. So classroom treats are offered, and they're healthy and ran through our Smart Snack calculator, and they're prepared at school and delivered to the classroom for the parents' convenience.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty amazing as well. So in the preparation for the school year, kind of talk about those safety discussions that you had, you know, with the administration, wanting to make sure that programs like what you just talked about were ready to go. So talk about that process a little bit.
Absolutely. So again, just as far as food service goes, increasing hand washing before and after lunch, promoting that, physical distancing when will be practiced and is practiced during meal service and while eating when possible. Our food service department continues to wear masks or face covering, face shields at all times. And then lunch, as far as through our K through 5 buildings, lunch is being served in the classrooms through individual disposable meal containers, and that again is through our elementary K through 5 buildings. Lunch is served right now currently in the cafeteria at our 6 through 12 buildings, again utilizing those social or the distancing, physical distancing practices that do differ from building to building, and again we're expanding the eating area to support that physical distancing.
All right. Well, last question before we let you go is, how's it gone so far since the beginning of school? I know we're not too far in, but how's it been for students and staff?
You know, it's been going really well. As far as food service goes, the staff that we have here is amazing. And again, most importantly, our students are getting fed every day, and that's most important.
Thanks to Abby Costigan for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.